Do.
Did you guys? You guys can't hear when the music plays, can you?
Oh,
no, apparently not.
That's right, because we're hooked up to Jesus Christ. This whole
fucking
fine. Thing.
That's perfect. Hello, everybody, and welcome.
By the way, it played and it's done. And
Technical difficulties is the name of our episode. It should be Merry Christmas.
It's
but
called
it's not.
Fuck. This episode is F Comcast. Right up
F Comcast.
Right up their A.
Right up your A, which is where I got a needle in mine today. Well, not up my A, but on my A. I got a needle today. It was the most excitement I've had in a while, I was going to say.
Oh, yeah. We've been playing with this for an hour.
Yeah.
We have.
That's what she said.
Jessica is here.
Hi.
That's exciting.
Hi.
It's our last show before Christmas. Welcome, Jessica, to the show.
Thank you. What about Jennifer?
Well, we'll see if she shows up or not. That's up to Mike, I'm assuming.
Yeah. We shall see.
We shall see. What have you been doing since the last time we talked to you?
School. A lot of schoolwork.
Rolling cheese wheels around.
This has been like the busiest 4 months I've ever had in my life. Between school, almost full-time, work full-time, and then other things going on, it's just been one hell of a 4 months. And I'm done after this weekend, so for the break, and I'm ready. I'm ready to be done. How have you guys been?
Until tonight, good. Until this Skype issue, actually internet issue, good. Yeah, so to clarify, right now I am talking into a mic and holding up my phone next to the mic so that everybody can hear me, because I can't use my internet because it sucks, because fuck Comcast, and I have to use my phone with the LTE to run the Skype call because apparently I can't even do that with an Ethernet cable. My connection is so bad right now.
Is that because of the weather?
No, it's because Comcast sucks.
Oh. Hey, no. I was going to blame it on the ice, rain, and whatever you guys else have out there.
It's not that bad. It was like 35 degrees today. There's no reason for any kind of issues.
Oh, I am so jealous. It was 2.
Yeah, well,
right now I think it's probably about a negative 10.
It's because you live in Canada.
I don't live in Canada. I live in Wisconsin.
Same thing.
Michaela lives in Canada, and it's probably warmer where she is.
It did snow here this week, if it's any consolation to you.
Yeah,
we have snow often, but we did. Let's talk about something warmer, shall we?
Negative 7.
Fire. Can we talk
by the way,
about
my temperature.
Okay. That's fine. You step all over my segue. See if I give a shit.
Sorry. Okay, yes, I'm sorry.
Nope, it's too late now.
I'm sorry. I haven't really talked to many people in the last few days that are not computer nerds. So.
Oh, that's bad. I'm sorry. Well, Hunger Games. I think that movies. We should talk about the movies. Hunger Games?
Yes.
Who saw it?
Yes.
I wish I could catch some fire right now.
Yeah, that was beautiful. I just got turned on right now.
The heat of that segue.
Fire.
So who saw it?
I did, of course. All right.
You two saw it.
Just us two?
I didn't get through the first one yet. Still waiting to finish that.
Okay.
And I haven't been out of the house except for work in the last 2 weeks. So
Ladies first, yes.
Oh,
I
and
liked it.
Sorry to interrupt quickly. I do have Steph's email about this as well. I can read
okay,
that.
Okay,
so afterwards I will read that, just to heads up.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I've never
Not
read
to interrupt
books.
Jess again, but I just want to interrupt Jess again.
I hate you.
Oh, I'm so glad you're here, so the heat's not on me.
Oh, I'm sure he's going to be jabbing me a couple times tonight.
If you're lucky.
No, go ahead. Go ahead, Jess. Go ahead.
Okay.
Now, I fell asleep in the middle of the first one at the part where they were...
Stop interrupting me.
All right, go ahead. I will leave you
okay.
alone. Go ahead.
I'll leave you alone.
Turn your mic on mute.
Which one? I have two in front of me.
I don't care whichever one, so we can stop hearing your voice. Okay, anyway,
well,
I thought it was really well done. I have never read the books. So for them, I mean, I don't know what's going to happen on the third one, and I'm tempted to go get the third book just to find out what the heck's going on, because I don't really want to wait 2 years to find out. So,
well, that's I like that. I've heard that about people, that people want to go and read the books now because they want to know what happens.
Yeah.
So,
clearly... I mean, I thought it was a good movie for, you know, something. I have no idea what else is going on behind the scenes, you know, like in the book wise, but I really liked it.
Jess can't hear me right now.
Cool. Yeah, I mean, I have read all the books before I saw any of the movies, so I do know what's going to happen. I also really enjoy. I was a little worried because they changed directors, and I did really enjoy the first one and the way they adapted it. So I was a little worried, you know, but I was pleasantly surprised. And I think actually they did a better job adapting the second movie than the first. So I thought it was done really well. Like, you know. One of the things I think they did is better show off the Capitol and how things are there versus the districts. I think they were a little bit, I don't know, just I like the way they went with that. I think the fashion and the art direction was really good. And yeah, I mean, I just think it was really well adapted and well done, and I love Jennifer Lawrence. Oh my gosh,
yeah, she's she's phenomenal. I think she's a great actress. I think she's a really nice, you know, breath of fresh air from some of the other actresses and other mm-hmm. movies that are, you know, stupid.
Yeah.
The vampire one,
yeah.
For example. You know, and she's such a, I mean, even her interviews are fabulous. She's just such a, she's what Hollywood needs.
Yeah.
She's very down to earth.
I totally agree.
Yeah, she's really great in it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was very happy with it. And, you know, I'm glad that it made people want to go out and read the books. You know, I know Culk told me he wants to go and read the books now too. I don't know if he got them yet, but that makes me happy. I'm a little, see, and now I'm worried again because the third book is going to be split into two movies.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not quite sure where they're going to split it. And there's not really a place I can figure out it would be a great place to stop a movie. So in a story that's supposed to be one continuous story. So I'm hoping it's not going to be one of those, you know, cases of, oh, we're just doing this for the extra money. And
mm-hmm. Well, I know. I mean, obviously Harry Potter kind of started this whole thing,
yes.
But I mean, that's because book 7 was, you know, the size of a Bible.
That's true. And the third book, Mockingjay, isn't really that big.
Right.
So I think that's why I'm like, well, does it really make sense to split this, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I know with, you know, the last Harry Potter, I mean, they had like the most perfect spot, and that's where everybody predicted that's where it was going to, you know, stop at.
Yeah.
Are they going to do it like with the Twilight, where they basically basically wait a year for part two to come out, or are they going to go the Harry Potter route and wait 6 months?
I think Harry Potter used to do, what, like 10 months apart or something?
Well, for
well, no, the they last were more book, than that. Oh, well, every, the last were they book,
every
yeah.
November, every October 18th or something?
Yeah, it came out, the first part one came out in like November, and like part two came out in June or July.
Yeah, that's right. I forgot so about that.
So it wasn't, you know, like a full year waiting for it.
Hmm. So part one is coming out. Wow. That's beautiful.
I muted over here so they couldn't hear it.
I get that at 10. Fucking 10.
See, here's the funny thing. Like, I can mute either one. So, like, I could mute so you guys can't hear me. You guys can barely hear me now. But I can mute so you guys can't hear me, and I could talk over Jess on the recording, and she won't even know it.
Oh, shit.
As long as you're not muting whatever's recording the show.
No. I'm not muting that. No. So, but it's this interesting thing that can happen. Just fair warning. Yeah.
I'm just glad that you're too lazy to edit, because I'm really afraid of what you might actually do. Like last time. Shit, stop it!
No, go ahead.
That's funny. So it looks
like... You know, I did not come on this podcast to be tortured by you.
You didn't? Oh, sorry. No. I didn't say that in your invitation.
No.
These technical difficulties have been an unexpected plus.
Anyway, so it looks like part one is going to be coming out next November, November 21st, and then part two is going to be the following November.
That's lame.
So
I don't think that's too far apart, though.
It's not that bad, but
I think 1 year is fine.
Year?
But at least it's only a year between the next. Like, I actually wasn't sure that the Mockingjay would come out a year from the Catching Fire. So that's pretty good. We have another one next year to look forward to, and then another one after that.
Yeah, I think 1 year is fine. I mean, that's how, you know. That's not obviously too bad. They do it with The Hobbit.
Yeah, The Hobbit, that's another, I mean, gosh. Yeah. That's one book split into three movies.
Well, yeah, that's a whole different thing. But yeah, I'm just talking about it as movie-wise. Yeah, I know, me too. But I wanted to go Saturday, but weather is not going to be my friend, I don't think. So, I don't know.
Well not a lot of people want to be.
Oh, that's it. Now I'm going to talk over Michaela when she's talking and mute it on the thing.
That was just for Jess. That was just for you, Jess. Threw myself under the bus to deflect some of that.
So are you going to be basically talking to yourself then, Mike, or what?
Yes.
Pretty much. Show.
But that's okay.
Who wouldn't want to listen to that?
Exactly.
Yeah, he's so narcissistic.
I am.
He has one great big fan.
Well, I have feedback here from Steph McGuire.
Okay.
Let's do that instead of this.
Steph with an F. She says, I saw Catching Fire, and I wish all book adaptations could be that good.
Yeah.
I loved it. The few things that were changed from the book were all for the better. And for a 2-plus-hour movie, it didn't drag at all. I saw it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Was it that long? It was 2-plus hours?
It was, but I totally agree that it never felt
dragged. It just flowed well.
Yeah, good. Like, actually, we're getting to the end, and I'm like, oh, my God, it's almost over already?
Oh, that's good.
You know? So, yeah, it definitely flows really well and doesn't feel like a long movie.
Well, that's something you definitely want in a longer movie like that.
Yeah.
I saw it twice, and the second time was on an RPX, which is the Regal Premium Experience screen. That, however, was a waste of money. It's basically a nicer seat and slightly better sound. The screen was bigger, but not as big as IMAX.
So. I'm going to comment on these things.
Oh, you have the RPX also, thing there,
I
too?
I also have the RPX. And so they make you pay, like, IMAX prices.
But it's not IMAX.
And no, not at all. And the seats make these farty sounds. They're like leather seats, and they make these farty sounds.
I would love that.
When you sit at them. No, it was awful.
I would pay extra just for that.
It was awful. Like, they seriously make you pay like $6-7 extra for farty seats.
Oh, you should probably not have told me that.
Oh, okay, man.
She's coming to New York just for that.
Oh, God.
Boy, you know.
The screen was bigger, but not as big as IMAX, and I didn't see any change in the arena scenes, which were shot on IMAX cameras, so it wasn't an IMAX movie they were showing. The price was only a few dollars more, not as much as IMAX, but I'd rather pay the premium price for IMAX. Yeah, I agree. Because I think actually Steph goes to the same IMAX I go to. Not that she went to IMAX in this one, but in particular, it's up in King of Prussia, which is what I'm going to see Hobbit on. And that's, you know, it's not a IMAX, it's an IMAX, so that's a positive. But yeah, I've never been to the RPX ones, so
yeah.
But it sounds like it's not. I mean, they should be upgrading the theaters anyway.
Yeah, they should. That should be standard.
Yeah, I have no problem paying premium for the IMAX one. It's a special theater. Yeah. It seats less people. You know, it's a particular experience. I have no problem paying for that. But no. Don't give me like a half-assed version of it and then charge me more. No.
RPX is a scam.
Well, at least they don't call it IMAX. At least they're not calling it an IMAX, and it's not really an IMAX. I've had that happen before.
Yeah.
A IMAX.
Yeah, those are terrible. You're like, wow, where'd they squeeze that IMAX in this theater I've been to 40 times? And then you go in, and it's like, oh, it's the same theater. It's a slightly bigger screen. I believe that was all of our feedback in the email, correct?
That was it. We do have some in the group, but we can talk about that later.
Okay.
Or we could talk about it now.
I don't know. What was it about?
Well, it's random stuff. I put a little note in the group, you know, all of our friends that are in there. And I said that we were going to be recording and we wanted them to send us a voicemail, which clearly none of you did. Way to follow instructions. Merry Christmas to us.
Well, good thing they didn't because I wouldn't be able to play it anyway.
There might be like 10 in there and I don't know. And if there are, I apologize to you.
I'm busy.
With your favorite part of our tradition of Christmas, and also to tell us what they've been watching and reading and listening to. And, you know, out of all of the people who listen, we had two people do that, so thank you. And Tim, who just wanted to know what I think of Survivor. I don't know why he wants to know that.
Is that show still on?
Well, we know what Michael thinks of it.
Yes, unfortunately.
Okay, so should we just do this now then? We'll just do this, and then we'll talk TV, and then we'll call on tonight? Let's do that.
Sure.
Sorry, I know you all just got here, but we've been here for an hour already. I mean, the people listening.
You know, I had to play it. I was going to, as my voice cracked, I was going to play Christmas songs and all, but I can't do that now because of the way this is all set up, because nobody will hear it.
I can just hum them in the background.
I was so looking forward to Christmas music.
I was going to play some Mannheim Steamroller for Jess, since that's her favorite group.
No, it's not. I don't listen to Steamroller.
That's the same thing.
No, it's not.
It is. They're both terrible. Trans-Siberian Steamroller.
No, your face is terrible.
And then I was going to play The Little Drummer Boy. Because that's an awesome song. That was for Claire. Pip, pip.
Oh, I didn't know you were taking a request.
No, remember we were talking about the worst Christmas songs on the Facebook group.
Yep.
What were the other ones that were mentioned of the worst Facebook or songs in the Facebook group? I'm trying to think.
Even songs that most people have ever heard of.
Mull of Kintyre, which I think is a British one. And
Mull of Kintyre, like mist rolling in from the sea.
Holy crap. That was a bad one. I watched a video on it. It was like, who's that chick who won? Susan Boyle.
Oh, God.
Susan Boyle.
And like,
I think
some pageantry, horses and stuff coming. I'm like, what is going on? What are you doing, Britton?
We got some David Bowie, Big Crosby love from Claire.
That is actually, that's actually a good one. I got to admit, I do like that version. I had forgotten about that version.
Let's see if there was any. We've got a lot of votes that the Drummer Boy is bad.
Because it is fucking awful, that's why.
Yeah, it's pretty horrible.
I'm Dreaming of a White Christmas is, in fact, racist, apparently.
That sounds like something Tim would say.
Oh, it wasn't.
Okay.
I won't assign any blame to these comments. 12 Days of Christmas is way worse, says Colby.
That's pretty bad, too, because it goes on forever.
Yeah.
And who even buys that stuff?
Nobody's sure, but somebody does. It's the stuff that's on a CD at the $5 checkout at Walmart, maybe.
The $5, yeah.
You know the Christmas CDs that are $5?
Yes, yes, I do.
That's how I ended up with a copy of Boney M. Christmas, which I grew up listening to and love, but I remember there being a lot more songs that I enjoyed on there.
I have a bunch of Christmas stuff, but I haven't pulled it out yet. I once in a while put on the 24-hour Christmas station that pops up this time of year.
We have one of those. Aren't they great?
Yeah, I think everybody has. Yeah, I think pretty much every town has them.
Ours starts, I think it's somewhere around the third week of November.
Yeah, usually around there. Speaking of your town.
My town, yes, yeah. Where I live.
What's up with doorknobs? Why are you guys hating on doorknobs out there?
We do? What are we doing for doorknobs?
They banned doorknobs in Vancouver.
Yeah, I heard this.
Banned doorknobs?
Yes.
Never heard of this.
Which actually there is a relatively good reason for it. But all new construction, no doorknobs allowed, even in private residences.
How do you get in your house?
How do you open the doors?
Handles only.
What?
I don't understand. Tell me the reason.
Well, because doorknobs are hard to grip.
Especially for people
with disabilities or arthritis or
things
like that.
We've actually passed a law based on the physical needs of one person. So therefore,
one person.
Group, one group. Oh, shit, hold on. I live with arthritis. Get off my back.
You're old. You need a handle.
I am not that old. A doorknob in Canada. Are you sure this wasn't Toronto? Because you know their mayor is like a crack addict. Right?
No, it was Vancouver. Toronto.
Okay, so this would mean to me that all new construction must have wheelchair ramps.
Well, no.
No steps.
No. There's a difference. Also, it's for children. What if a child needs to escape a room? You grab a handle and it turns as opposed to trying to turn it.
So now your 2-year-old can get outside of your house when you don't want them
to. If it's on fire, they need to get out of it. What, do you want children to burn to death? Do you hate children that much?
Why is a 2-year-old unattended during a fire, Michael?
Because his parents are dead. They burned up in the fire and his only way out
is
with that doorknob you put on there.
Because the dog would save your kid, man. That's why.
He'd be able to get out if he didn't have a doorknob to contain.
Some other stupid family golden retriever would probably just fend for itself.
The golden retriever's dead too, so the kid's got to get out that door. He needs a handle, not a doorknob.
Okay, these are very specific circumstances under which a doorknob would be fatal to you. Let's say.
Actually, it just makes sense. Doorknobs are obsolete. I think
it's probably one of the more silly laws I have heard of.
It's more a code than a law, I would say.
I think it's code.
I would call it relatively smart building code. It makes sense.
I'd say it's still ridiculous.
Why?
There are a lot of people that live with chronic pain. Why don't you worry about why that's happening rather than doorknobs? A bunch of doorknobs. What's wrong with these people? Anyway, our friend Matt. He left the feedback in the group. I'm done with that conversation. Move on.
I'm glad I remembered that news.
How you doing over there?
I'm all right.
This is exciting.
I'm enjoying myself.
Oh man, I'm glad I remembered that story.
That's the stupidest.
Giving iPads to women in Israel, or not Israel, wherever it is, Dubai.
What?
That only allows to look up certain things. You told us about this months ago, and I was offended.
That was the ladies' tablet. That's right. I forgot about that.
Ladies' tablet. That's right. Yeah.
Wait, what? A lady's tablet?
Yeah, this is a long time ago. Yeah. It was, because ladies aren't that technically savvy. So, you know, we had to get them a simpler tablet.
A simpler tablet so there'd be fewer buttons for them to be able to screw up.
Yes, pretty much. There was a lot of fashion apps and things like that. You know, the important stuff.
Raise your children and recipes.
Yeah.
Okay, anyway, before I get a raid again on our Christmas special, how's everyone doing out there? Ho, ho, ho. Okay, Matt.
Merry Christmas!
Exactly. Thank you, Rob. Rob the pirate. Ho, ho,
ho. It's almost my birthday.
Yeah.
That's exciting. It is also Dave's birthday, which you share with him.
Yay!
Cool.
Birthdays all around.
Awesome.
Birthday's that. You get a birthday, and you get a birthday. Okay, so,
no,
Matt,
just me.
No, just you and Dave and my cousin Chris. Yeah. But you're the most special one out of them all.
I know. That's what I've been told many times over.
Believe it, because it's true. Matt says one of his Christmas traditions is watching the Constant episode of Lost on Christmas Eve.
Oh, yes. That was a Christmas-type episode, wasn't it, at the end?
Yes.
Yeah. And he says that since our last episode, he has won. He won the NaNoWriMo. He got 51,103 words. That is awesome, Matt. Congratulations. And he is currently thinking of what? What?
I said, oh, cool.
Oh.
I was agreeing. I was saying.
Having a stroke.
No, I was saying that's a good accomplishment.
That's amazing. I think that's really awesome. He says he's currently thinking about how the next draft will go. Well, I'm sure it'll go swimmingly. Look at how bright you are. Not like me. Some recent things that he can recommend. A band called Death. Oh, that sounds cheery. It's a documentary. It's not. Okay. A documentary about a trio of brothers from Detroit who record some proto-punk in the early 70s. I don't know what that is, Matt, and I challenge you to send me in a sample where you are singing. A few years before the Ramones. Oh, the Ramones, the Sex Pistols. Okay, I get the idea, but still would like the sample. He says it would make a great double feature with last year's Searching for Sugar Man, another documentary about a Detroit musician. Mm-hmm. Sugar Man is better, but both are worth checking out, he says. He also says that he also 3 episodes into Hannibal, which is pretty good. He loves the visual style. He doesn't look like anything else on TV right now. And he's also trying to put together his top 10 favorite shows of 2013. And if you'd like to send that list in or record a voicemail and send it to us with your top 10, we would love that very much. Thank you for your feedback. Woo. And Michelle, one of our newer members, welcome, Michelle.
Woo.
Put some feedback in here too, because she can follow instructions. Thank you, Michelle.
Yes, she came over from my other podcast, as a matter of fact.
Oh, you have fans? No.
I'm very popular. I'm very popular.
He paid him.
So hot right now.
So very hot. Very, very hot.
Is he catching fire? Is he so hot?
Yes, I'm catching fire.
Oh, there's a good segue.
Okay.
We should have used that earlier. Yeah. I'm going to flip-flop these segments around so that works.
Don't do it. That would require editing on your part, so we know you're going to do that. Okay. So Michelle says, we spend Christmas and the days leading up to it with constant family interaction. It sounds terrible, Michelle. I'm sorry. Some of those people I only see this time of year, so that's probably my favorite. Oh, you like that. Oh, I'm sorry. That's your favorite.
Hey, some people like their families.
That I love you, yes. Family, if you're listening. If not, wow. Okay, that and the giving of the gifts. Ooh, giving gifts. Hang on, Michelle. She likes her family and giving gifts. I think she's doing it wrong. I like getting gifts, and I like people to give me stuff and leave me alone.
And leave me alone.
Ho, ho, ho.
Oh my gosh.
Oh.
We have to hurry this along because I see Kanye West is on South Park.
Oh no.
Yes! No. It's another Fish episode.
No. Do you not have a DVR?
I do, but I just looked over it and I saw that it was on.
I'm sorry, you have a PVR. You're in Canada. I forgot.
Okay, I am not in Canada.
Now we're just interrupting
Michelle.
Frickin'
douche. Okay, I'm sorry.
No, you're both grounded. I'm currently reading Aisha Tyler's Self-Inflicted Wounds, which is pretty funny autobiography. I read good. And she started the Walking Dead graphic novel series, which is obviously awesome.
Yes, they are.
Aisha Tyler's podcast, she does this podcast, and on it she gets people to tell their self-inflicted wounds, and Nathan Fillion's is the funniest one ever.
Is it having to watch Firefly?
No, it's not. She's watching.
We trash and Firefly.
No. Watching.
And he is dreamy in person.
Hmm?
Whatever.
He's dreamy? Is that what you said?
Yeah, he's dreamy in person.
Yes, I ran into him in the hallway once at Comic-Con.
Ooh.
Me too!
Nathan Fillion.
Oh, Nathan. Oh, God. I can't even keep track of my own conversation. All right. Watching. I don't know, she says. Nothing particularly exciting. Probably your favorite show this year is AHS Coven.
Yes.
Which I love for its plethora of strong female characters. I haven't seen any new release movies, but I have recently watched Winter's Bone. You can all giggle if you like, which was pretty compelling. I've also been kind of caught in a Tom Hiddleston loop. Ooh, sounds kind of fun. Watching anything I can find there. What is with that guy? He's weird and pretentious, but also amazing. I don't understand. I can't stop. Well, hopefully you get over that sometimes. Sounds painful. But thank you for your feedback, all of you. Yay, group. That's our feedback.
Sounds good. Well,
yay. Thank you.
Yeah, speaking of groups, there was a group of people that got bombed by a tank.
A tank?
Yes.
That's not good.
Oh, wait.
I'm just trying to figure out what the segue here is. What?
That's a really bad segue.
But first...
Oh, shit, you were segueing and I missed it.
No, but, you know, earlier in the season, a helicopter fell through a roof on that show.
Oh, is this about how Amazon Prime is going to deliver stuff?
Yes.
Oh, God. That physically hurt. Physically hurt me.
Yeah, that was. Wow.
Now imagine your packages flying to you through the ceiling.
Ow, get off my package! Oh wait. Imagine your package flying through the air.
This seems a bit impractical to me.
No, I think it's awesome. No, it's awesome. I am totally on board for this.
You know what? I think depends upon where you live. If you lived out here, like by me,
I think it would be fine. Oh,
no, yeah, you will never get this.
This would work.
No, it would work better where Jess is. Yeah.
No, I think it would work better because
I agree.
With where I'm living right now, there's very few people. There's no buildings. You don't have to worry.
Saskatchewan.
I mean, there's buildings, but, you know, there's not a lot of big buildings. Like New York, you've got all the tall buildings. You're going to have people really, you know, driving those things all the way around, make sure they don't, you know.
It would be a disaster.
They already have that drop it in your box thing. They already have that. So what do you need drones now for?
Yeah, I don't think the drones would work in populated areas. I think that would be something you could use in rural areas.
Yeah, well, I don't know that it would work in like Manhattan.
No.
But,
could you imagine?
But right.
Then again, in rural areas, people just be shooting them out of the sky every.
No, but everyone keeps saying that. You really think people are gonna start shooting?
Hey, they're Americans. They'll shoot at anything.
No, it's true.
I mean, in the Midwest.
All right, maybe in the Midwest, but at least where I live, people don't just shoot guns in residential areas. Even if they're, let's shoot that flying copter out of the sky.
Yeah, but if you shoot it down, you don't know what you're gonna get.
You're gonna get a $5 movie? HDMI cable is what you're gonna get.
Damn it.
Or maybe it'll be an Xbox. Fire.
No,
or maybe it'll be an Xbox. I wish this was a good segue.
No.
Or maybe it'll be Depends.
Maybe. Maybe
about this, Mike.
Maybe it would be a copy of the Doctor Who 50th anniversary special.
Capaldi brow. That's all I have to say about that Capaldi brow.
We didn't talk about this yet, did we?
Nope.
My God, it's been a long time. Jesus
I know.
Christ.
We're a little late on it, but
yeah, I saw it in the theater. Did everybody? You saw it in theater, right, Rob?
No.
You never went and saw it.
No. You know I just what? Watched it. On TV.
The 3D experience was very good. It wasn't like over the top crazy or anything. It just flowed nicely. There was some fun stuff before and after it. It was really good. I really enjoyed it a lot.
Yeah, that's cool.
I liked it. I've watched it already a few times.
Yeah, I thought it was a fantastic episode too. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, it was very, very good.
Yeah, I agree. Good. And you can see why they didn't include everybody.
Yeah, you can only do so much. And I liked how they used Rose where it wasn't really Rose.
Mm-hmm.
See, I did because it didn't feel like Rose to me.
Yeah, no, I understand that, but I thought that might have been too much, you know, because it would have taken away from the fact that it's still Matt Smith's show.
Yeah, I know.
If you revisited that too much, and I love those two, you know.
Yeah, I loved seeing him on my TV again. David Tennant on my TV again in that role made my heart happy.
He's so good. Oh.
Wait, did they have all the doctors?
They just really had those two plus some made up one they just made up at the end of last season. But they did show all of them. Well, no, that's not true, because they had what's-his-face Baker at the end.
Yeah, there was a few scattered here and there.
Yeah, but they were playing cameos, not doctors.
Yes,
correct. Well, kind of like covertly playing doctors, I guess.
Yes.
Right? I mean, he didn't come out and say, ooh, I'm the Doctor too.
No.
Look at me, I'm the Doctor too.
No, but as an episode, though, I thought it was really good, and it really kind of set things up for the future, I guess.
Yes, very good.
And yeah. For, well, I guess specifically for Christmas, it kind of, I guess you're going to kind of see where he's heading then. I guess that'll be part of his search for Gallifrey or whatever.
That's going to be really interesting. That's like to bring other Time Lords back. You know, the only other one we've really met was the Master, and he wasn't very nice.
That is true. Yeah, that's true. Well, technically, yeah, what's her name? She's not technically a Time Lord, right?
Not technically. Mm. Like, she's never been to Gallifrey, I don't think, or
true.
Grew up in that environment.
Yeah, that's true.
But then again, they showed regular Gallifreyans, if that's what I assume they called themselves. And they had families and kids and were just normal people.
Mm. Yes, yes.
So not all Gallifreyans are Time Lords.
Time Lord. Well, I don't know.
I don't think so. It didn't seem that way.
No, it didn't seem that way. I think that'd be kind of crazy if they're... Could you imagine...
A whole planet
of Time Lords? Like, holy shit.
Well, so I wonder then, are they going to tell us, like, how are the Time Lords chosen? Are they born? Or are we going to get into more of that? Then I hope that'd be cool.
I guess we got to find the planet first.
It's somewhere in a picture, right?
Somewhere.
Is it in a picture? It's in a picture, right?
No, it's in a different universe or something, right?
So they just used the picture to send the thing through to the next universe. It's not actually held in the picture, right?
I think so.
Mm. Timey-wimey.
Yeah.
Is that even a word, timey-wimey? Why do you use such silly words?
Oh,
I thought that character was very good and played an excellent role. Yeah.
All three of them just did a great job and flowed very well together.
Yes. And I love that they were throwing the fez, like that when he threw the fez and
yes.
Yeah. Oh, that was good.
That was fun.
And it was absolutely not disappointing at all.
No, I agree.
Yeah, it was just super well done. Yep. I just really couldn't be happier with it. Then I went and watched the movie that they made.
Oh, I haven't seen that yet. I want to see that.
I watched the one with the
space and time.
Space and time one.
Yeah. Where was it a dramatization of the, you know, the first, you know, basically the creation of Doctor Who.
Right.
If you haven't, I definitely recommend it. It is very, very good and well done.
There were a lot of really good specials done around this as well. They showed them here on Space Channel.
Yeah.
And they, you know, there was all sorts of different checking in with all the old doctors and talking about, you know, like the history of the doctors and all the actors and the, not assistants. I know what they call them, companions. So that was kind of cool.
And it's actually Filch from Harry Potter that plays the first doctor.
Oh yeah, yep. Yeah, that's right.
Really done well, though. And there's a moment at the end, I don't want to ruin it for anyone, but there's a moment near the end that's it's a really touching moment. And there's a fun little cameo in there. So,
yeah, really I need to check that out.
Yeah, I definitely recommend it. It's very good.
I missed it that day, and it was on right before the episode or something, wasn't it?
Or it was on the day before.
The day before, that's what it was. Yeah, I missed it.
Yeah, and the cool thing, too, is I had watched the first episode of Doctor Who. So then I was more, because I had never seen it. So now I was familiar with it. And then
where'd you watch that at?
We found it on online somewhere. Like Daily Motion, I think, something like that.
Okay. Yeah, because I know they have some early ones on like Netflix and Amazon, but they don't like have the whole set, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or the whole set of what's available, I should say.
Yeah. So it was cool seeing them in the movie. Then they were like filming those episodes, you know, and it was cool. It was neat. So
cool.
It's interesting to see how, you know, how they came up with it. And it was actually funny enough. Why was he American or Canadian? Actually, a Canadian. I think a Canadian came up with Doctor Who.
What?
All the best things do come from Canada, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Yep.
Like door handles.
Superman. You know, Celine Dion, Justin Bieber. You can keep those two. They're our gift.
Chad Kroeger.
No, we'll just keep Michael J. Fox.
Michael J. Fox.
We'll keep him.
Alan Thicke, who begot Robin Thicke.
Yep. Avril Lavigne.
Avril Lavigne, who married Chad Kroeger, and now they sing really terrible Nickelback songs.
I know, it's amazing. Those two are amazing. All right, anybody who hasn't seen those videos, please go watch them because they're amazing.
He's gotten so ugly.
He has gotten so ugly. What?
He used to be really attractive in like the late 90s, and now he's just really freaking ugly as hell.
What?
Have you eaten bad cheese?
He has drunk heavily for a number of years.
Do not speak bad about Canada's royal couple, please.
That's right. Do you think they'll have a baby and we can be on royal baby watch?
God, I hope so.
Oh my gosh.
At least they've earned their money. I'll give them that.
That is true. They have shimmied and shaped their asses for that cash.
At least it's not a welfare baby like that one in England.
Hey.
Prince
George.
What? They didn't earn any of their money? Come on now.
Shush. That's all I have to say to you. Walking Dead. Which Michael will be if he keeps talking about Prince George like that. Ooh.
Speaking of earning money. I don't know. That doesn't work.
No, they don't do it on Walking Dead.
Speaking of dead babies.
Everybody has jobs, but they don't get paid.
Dude! Right.
What? What?
Speaking of dead babies.
A baby went missing.
I meant fictional, not dead. I'm sorry. I said the wrong word, actually.
Do we think that the baby is actually dead?
No.
Yes.
Unfortunately, I don't think it's dead. And I think they're going to... I just don't trust them to do anything right.
Yeah. What did you think of the finale, though, and how they wrapped up the governor's?
Well, I'm going to take the whole last third of the season here.
Okay.
And first I will say the finale episode itself, standalone, without any of the – without figuring in anything else, was very good. Was a good ride. Figuring in everything else – they could have done better, but as the episode itself, I really have, I liked the finale. I enjoyed it, but they wasted a quarter of the season for no reason.
I would have really liked this finale if it was the end of last season.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's where it should have been.
And all these people who attacked the prison this time had absolutely no reason to attack the prison.
Exactly.
But those guys in there are bad, and why should they be safe when we're not?
But they were blowing holes in the prison before they even came outside. If you want to take it over, what are you doing shooting holes in the thing?
Not a good plan of attack. I want your house, you're gonna burn it down.
The whole thing just didn't even make any sense. So all of a sudden you guys were pretty safe up until this new guy came walking in, and then all of a sudden
everybody
this guy dies.
Yes.
You know, I mean, seriously, Martinez, he was so fucking stupid. He should have shot him the second he saw him.
I know. I understand that they had to fix what was messed up last year. And I think the finale, they did a good job of wrapping it up, for sure.
Yeah.
I just wish they hadn't wasted the 2 weeks before that. You know?
Yeah. You know what, though? Okay. With the governor episodes, I was like, what the hell? But there was a payoff in the end. So it wasn't quite – maybe they didn't need to, but I don't know. I think it had a good payoff in the end, and I was content after all was said and done.
Yeah, I was definitely happy with the finale.
I was too. Yeah,
absolutely.
I agree with that. Yeah.
I don't have as much issue with the finale itself. I pretty much enjoyed the finale, and I think it definitely set up next half or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah,
very well.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of people are saying this is what it should have been at the end of last season.
Obviously, yeah, well, it's what it should have been.
I feel that way,
yeah.
Honestly.
I
you guys have all read the comics, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I think they need to fire Robert Kirkman.
I don't know that it's him though.
Do you think he's taking too much creative license with his own work?
I think it's this thing, and I've expressed this feeling before, and I think it's this thing where he doesn't want to do what he did before, and he does that, and it because we're at like showrunner number 4 now, mm-hmm. and
so like he's like doesn't want to. Bore himself like yeah he did this already
yeah he did it so he wants to you know move and I understand that but I think it's
and he
hurting.
Said that before too
oh he expresses that a lot and I think yeah. it's hurting the show because yeah. they could change things but not change them so much where it sucks.
Yeah, I mean I do like that it has differences but definitely, sometimes definitely. They depart too far away.
Well, they depart so far away and then come make a huge left turn and come back and then it makes yeah. no sense to how they got there.
To me it seems like they've been in this season they've been reeling it back in.
Yeah, definitely.
And it's getting
much better,
closer
much
and closer.
Better.
And with the casting news that they made, you know, for characters appearing in the next half who are from the comic, yep. I think that they're going to stay – I don't think they're going to stray as far as they did.
I think they had a tough task fixing the governor stuff.
Yeah. I think Gibble fixed them. I think Gibble's done a great job at fixing
– I think he fixed the show. I don't think he fixed the governor storyline.
I think
he did set it on the right keel to get us.
Yeah, I think he mended it for sure.
Yeah, I think we can move away from it. Like, it's not something that's going to scar them. But yeah,
no, it's done. It's done.
It was annoying, but at least they wrapped it up and it's done, and we can get on with it. But the finale was great. I mean, there were moments where you were like, "Oh shit, no, they didn't," and then there were other moments like, "Oh, you know, there was a lot of shocking moments."
Oh yeah, definitely. Definitely.
For sure.
Yeah,
that was brutal.
Yeah, I mean, I saw that coming, but yeah.
Well, yeah, you can see that coming a mile away, but still, because you know the governor is just that kind of stupid, that he couldn't, you know, like, I don't know.
So, do you think, because right now we're in season 4,
mm-hmm.
and the comic is...
I don't know, 120-something, I don't know, whatever it is,
yeah.
I forget.
Do you think they might try to, you know, speed it up a little bit to catch up to the comic
way too much already.
I think if they speed up anymore, they're gonna get past the comic.
Yeah,
but they're gonna be in like season 20 before they get even close to the comic.
No, they aren't that far, to be honest.
No
anymore.
Yeah, because a lot of the stuff that happens in the comic, they can do. You know, you can't stretch it out as long on TV as you do in the comic. You just can't because it'll bore people to death.
Yeah.
Well, and not to mention the kids will get older physically, and you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, with TV shows, most of them will last only what
seven years?
Yeah,
maybe.
Yeah,
10, and they're already on season 4. They've got 3 seasons to go if they want to at least have season 7.
Yeah,
and by season 7, a lot of actors are like, "Okay, I'm ready for something else anyway."
Yeah,
I mean, are they going to get to a point where they're going to have to basically recast everybody?
Well,
if they
I mean,
going this long
in the comic, you only have like 2-3 people left from the beginning, really.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously they can't kill off 2 people.
Yeah, I mean you can though. I think on this show you can.
Yeah.
I think you on the show you can kill anybody. I mean, obviously,
as long as there's other characters that are interesting enough to replace them. Yeah.
Well, that's one thing they definitely did a much, much, much better job with this year is the characters.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's why the governor episodes were so disappointing, because we were getting such great stuff from, you know, what's the name of the place? Herschel and Daryl and, you know, obviously Carol and Rick.
Daryl,
and everybody was just so fantastic. And then we went to the... to the B team, to the minor leagues with a bunch of people who, quite frankly, just weren't that good at playing their roles. And no offense to David Morrissey, but he's just not that good. He just doesn't play crazy that good. He doesn't play the role that good. He's just not compelling
at all.
No,
I don't know. I don't agree with that. I think he did a
great
job of the role as far as he was given, you know, like.
Yeah, but I don't. When he's on the screen, I don't get the feeling I get when I see Herschel on the screen. Or even Rick, when Rick gives his speech, you know? I mean, not that he's terrible. It's just for what he needed to be. And I think it's more of a casting issue than a actor issue, I should say.
I like the character of him. And I liked how he portrayed it, but.
Yeah. I don't know the comics, so I don't know what he was like in the comics. But
I think he should have been maybe a little bit.
He was perfectly well suited for it, for my liking.
Yeah, maybe it's more the character I didn't like at all.
Oh, I don't think anybody liked the character.
Well, it was so poorly done. Yeah. I mean, you know, conceived the way they did it compared to what it was. I don't know. I just don't think we should have spent two episodes with him. I think you could have accomplished that with little snippets in a few episodes, you know?
True.
And not lose the prison story. Because we got nothing about the Carol, Daryl.
No,
Tyree.
That was so offhandedly done.
And that was a bit. I was interested in that. And I just
like, oh my God, what's Daryl going to do? And he finds out about Carol and was like, oh, well, okay, whatever.
Yeah, and then it just didn't matter anymore. I'm like, well. What?
Yeah. Well, you know what? Thank God we're set up to go forward, and hopefully they take it. They take it in a fun direction. So
I'm excited for where it's going, though, because I think despite the governor stuff at the end, which I think they were just trying to fix the past, the whole beginning of the season I really enjoyed a lot.
Yeah, and they're out of the prison now, so they're back on the move, and they're all separated, which is going to be interesting and fun.
Yeah, I think that'll be good.
Oh, spoilers, by the way, for The Walking Dead.
Yeah.
Yeah, the only thing that if the baby is still alive, I want at least a quick video of why there's so much blood in that car seat. But I think she's dead.
Oh, God.
Maybe one of the kids has her, and one of the kids had a cut on their arm when they took the baby out. They got blood in the car seat.
Or Tyrese or something. Who knows?
Yeah.
The baby's going to be alive.
Which is.
Yeah, I think so, too.
What about the people
who think that Carol came in and took the kids and the baby, and that's why the girls ran in another direction?
I thought Tyrese grabbed them all.
No, Tyrese was trying to get them. He's like, go this way, and they ran in another direction, and then he ran after.
I mean, it's possible she popped up. I don't know why she would or what. I don't know. Yeah, I mean, I'm sure.
I don't think she'd be sitting outside the fences waiting for something to happen.
I'm sure we're going to see her again. I'm sure she'll pop up. I don't know. I don't know. How long do we think they're going to be on the move for?
A week.
I don't know. What's their next port of call?
Well, they'll come across a town, probably.
Ah. Are there other people there? Don't tell me. Okay. Marv, are we done? Are we done Walking Dead?
Yes.
Yeah, we have a bunch to go through.
I know we do. I'm sorry I'm pushing everyone ahead, but I know it. Past your guys' bedtime. Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Who's watching besides Robin and I? Anybody?
I'm behind two episodes. But I'll hopefully get to it this weekend.
I don't want to call it the mid-season finale because it's on January 7th again. So they're taking only a few week break, like a month break, I guess.
January 7th, which is the day after my birthday, you can send all cards and checks to me at...
Happy birthday to you.
A week after Jessica's.
Yay.
Okay, I must admit that I did watch the last episode with J. August Richards in it, but I've been having, you know, a stressful time lately, so I did fall asleep halfway through it, but I'm going to watch it. It wasn't because it was boring, it was just that I was tired.
That sounds like Whedon fan excuse bingo to me.
Dude.
I do have to say, I think that the show as a show is getting better. Mm-hmm. This episode, this is why I like this episode, is because things that happened previously started to matter. So that's what I really liked. That's what I want from the show, is more consistency and
overarching story.
More overarching stories. And this is what you start to see it come together. Right. There are other things from multiple different episodes that are not coming together. You know,
this can I ask you what you thought of the Thor episode? Because I know that we haven't. Oh, really? Oh, yeah. I'm sorry.
Yeah, because it really had nothing to do with Thor at all.
But they did say, you know, they had a few tie-ins and stuff. And
yeah, but like they
the fallout from that particular episode was because of what had was happening.
But no, not even, because then they ended up finding an Asgardian relic that was there for years before the attack. So the actual main meat of the episode had actually nothing to do with what happened in Thor. Oh, they were just cleaning stuff up in the beginning.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Too bad.
Yeah, I mean, it's not what I wanted.
Now, I haven't seen the end of the last one, but do you think J. August Richards will be a recurring character?
I hope so. I like him.
Because there was talk about it in the beginning that he was going to be, and then they were like, no, he's just here for the first episode, and then, well, look, he's back.
Yeah, he seems to be back, you know? I mean, if they keep this up where they have things that happen actually matter, I think that it will make it a better show. I did kind of expect – the one thing I didn't really like about it is I kind of expected expected some answers by the end, which we didn't really get. Right. So – but although, you know, it's not like you have to wait till like, you know, February or something to see the rest of it. So it's not like a huge gap, but I think it's getting better. They had quite a bunch of Avengers references and more consistency. So I think they need to keep that up more, because almost to me it feels like this episode could have been like episode 4, and everything else between it
was just Monster of the Week.
Yeah, exactly. I don't.
Although we did have a new relationship develop over a bottle of whiskey. What did you think of that?
Yeah, it was weird.
Yeah, but still hot. But yeah, weird. I agree.
Weird, like, and out of nowhere. And
she's older than him, obviously.
Yeah.
Which, hot. Nothing wrong with that. From an older lady, I'm just saying.
No, totally not. It just came out of nowhere. And
I don't know, because I thought that at first, too, like how peculiar that this just happened. And then I almost got an inkling afterwards that this was not the first time this had happened.
Yeah, I don't know, though.
I don't know. There was just something in there that made me go,
Not what I expected, but no. I don't know.
That's okay. I like TV that is not what I expected.
No, yeah, usually it's fine. I mean, it just...
Yeah. But you know what? You wanted to know more. You wanted to have more personality.
Yeah. I want to know more about Coulson, and I don't really care that much about Skye's weird parent situation.
Yeah, agreed. No, I don't care about that.
I don't
either.
Care about Skye.
Yeah.
I do want to know more about Coulson and the whole have they given any more information about the mysterious Tahiti thing?
Nope.
No, but do you think he's a robot?
No, I don't.
Damn.
I think
maybe he's got some of that that red stuff that was in all the movies in him that made Gwyneth Paltrow actually somewhat cool.
Oh, like they gave him a drop of it.
Oh, they did. They did mention the cellist in this episode, which I thought was also really cool. Because the more things they tie back to the movies, is great with me.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a plus,
right,
for me. So I think it's getting better. I'm still going to watch it.
I like it as a Monster of the Week. I still enjoy it.
I don't want it to be, but this has to be more than a Monster of the Week movie.
I agree. But still, those I enjoy either way. Maybe I'm easy and turn my brain off at night.
I kind of like it to be more of what Fringe was towards, they got rid of that whole Monster of the Week thing.
I agree with
you. Every once in a while have an episode that's, Monster of the Week, but then have this whole overarching thing that is tied in with the movies.
That's what I want, yeah. I think that's what everyone else wants and is expecting, and they're not really delivering on that front.
Yeah. Well,
Coulson.
Can it make it to another year, you think?
Yeah, I do. I think it's still doing fairly well.
It had 6 million last week.
Okay. I mean, it's still,
which isn't terrible by any anymore. I mean,
I think that it will get another season, but it's really got to step it up.
Do you think maybe it's more dependent on how it finishes up? With, you know,
I think so.
Especially since what's coming out, Winter Soldier, and when's that come out?
Yes, that's in.
Is that early? Is that before June or after?
Before.
Okay, so maybe they can tie in with that somehow, and you know, get some boost there.
What are we on right now? What episode is this?
I believe it was the 10th one.
10th?
Yeah.
So if we're on 10 and then...
What do they have, 22 or something like 22, that? 22.
11, 12, 13, 14. 18. So actually, it looks like they might end... They'll probably end... I think they'll make it to Captain America. It looks like they'll make it to Captain America.
Mm-hmm.
So they need to really build up to that point.
Yes, they do.
So do you, like, as someone who watches, as a fan of it, do you hope, like, starting January, that's when they start to build towards that finale?
Instead of wasting episodes, but
Monster of the Week type episodes.
Yeah, I definitely think that I would love to see them start building that up.
Yeah.
You know, and one of the things in Captain America is there's questions about S.H.I.E.L.D. and whether what they're doing is bad. So I think that absolutely has to tie into the show. You know, if you're dealing with S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah. Just ignore it on the show.
No.
Do you think that Coulson will show back up in any of the Avengers movies before Avengers 2?
I don't know. Before Avengers 2? No.
Yeah.
I would love to see him in Avengers 2, although we won't, because it's going to be like, I don't know. I mean, I would love to see him back in the movies. Do they even know he's alive yet?
No.
They don't?
No. Well, that's why I was wondering if they were going to even, you know, like tie him into
Captain
America 2, you know, like that last clip at the end of the credits.
I would show up there. I would love that.
And then tie that, because then... Is there any more after Captain America, or do we go right into Avengers 2 then?
No, we have Guardians, which is going to be in space, and then
not anything like pigs in space. No.
Not at
all. No. I might not watch that. Yes, that'd be awesome. Thor in space.
It could work. such a dork. Yeah.
I just say that we might see him in one of the movies before Avengers 2.
I really hope so. I really, really do. Because I think they need to tie him back into everything.
Yeah.
You know, they need to tie the show closer to the movies.
Or, you know, just have, like, you know, Thor show up on S.H.I.E.L.D., whichever. Preferably, you know, shirt on. Shirtless. You know.
You know what? If they're gonna do something like that, it would probably be in the finale, and it'll probably be Captain America.
Yeah. Well, yeah, he could be shirtless too.
Yeah. Yes. I mean, please, for the love of God, promote the movies with the show, and promote the show with the movies.
Yeah. Exactly.
Do we need to get Colky to give them a marketing lesson?
But the thing too is that not only would it be really good marketing wise, but everyone would love it.
Mm-hmm.
So it would be good creatively and financially.
You could just give them the marketing lesson too.
Well, yeah. Yeah,
because I think that the nice thing about that one episode after Thor came out is that if you saw the movie, you were like, hey, I remember seeing that. Yeah, okay, now I get that part. Okay, yes. Now we got it. But then if... You know, if they tied like things like that into the movies, it would be fun for the TV show people that watch TV show to go, hey, that's a funny joke.
Yeah.
Oh, totally. I know who Sky is.
Yeah.
Oh, you fan nerds, you're never happy. Never going to be happy.
I know.
Yeah.
Yes, exciting. Let's hope that they do it right. Please do it right. Okay. Sleepy Hollow doing it right.
Sleepy Hollow's good. I didn't see this week's episode, but I will. But it's been good.
It's been really good. It's been so scary and dark and wonderful, and you should just be watching it. That's all. Really.
Yes.
Do you watch it, Jeff?
No.
No. Well, you should. Sorry, Rob.
I've had classes on Monday, so the only new TV shows I've watched this season were S.H.I.E.L.D. and I think that's it. I've only watched S.H.I.E.L.D.'s like the only new show I've picked up on, and I'm still a couple episodes behind on Almost Human. So, and I'm hoping that sometime this break I'll get to watch American Horror Story. You know, I hear such great things about it.
It's good.
Yeah, so you're not caught up on Sleepy Hollow? You said you didn't see the last one, right? Rob?
Yeah, I'm just missing the last one.
Yeah. Hey, I was trying to go for a segue here.
I know.
Mikhail killed that.
Sorry. I just wanted to segue make sure Rob was talking about Sleepy Hollow. Almost Human, I like that too. What about you guys?
I love Almost Human. I think it's been doing a really good job. I've really been enjoying it. What about you?
I have not seen it.
Or who? Yeah.
I'm really enjoying it. I think it's a good show. I'm really enjoying it quite a lot. Yeah. Minka Kelly actually got like some lines this week. That was nice.
Yeah.
Nice to see her.
Did you see the pilot with us, Mike?
No.
At Comic-Con, or were you wandering around?
I didn't see that one. That was okay. Was that preview night? Because I didn't have preview night.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I don't think some of our group didn't have preview night. They just snuck in.
You guys are rebels, you know, rebels.
Spoiler alert. Well, I had preview night. It was the other group.
Yeah, I did not see it.
I'm really impressed with it. I mean, I love the, like, just the art direction and everything. Like, it's a really cool, you know, vision of the future. It's kind of got, like, a Blade Runner vibe to it.
Yeah.
So on some of the things that which I really dig, I guess a little bit of that Fringe thing, because, you know, it's the same. It's J.H. Wyman. So, yeah, I mean, and it's this is more of a, you know, episodic show, but I think it works for this.
The technology in the future is really cool. Yeah. It's a really cop show, well done.
But in the future.
Yeah. And situations you wouldn't think about, like clones.
Yeah, really like Dorian. Like, Dorian is a really great character.
I really like him, too. And all of the things he's teaching, what's his dude?
Yeah.
About how to be more human. You know?
He showed him his junk, his robot junk.
It's robot junk. It's good robot junk, apparently.
Good robot junk.
Well, that was so funny when they showed the other ones naked in the basement where they all keep, where they keep them all, and he's like a Barbie.
Yeah, it looks like a Ken doll.
Ken doll.
Yeah.
Creepy.
Yeah, I've been enjoying it. Carl Urban just is. He's so good.
He really is. Yeah, I really like Carl Urban.
Yeah.
Me too.
Good show.
Yeah. Yeah, I recommend the show very much.
Okay. Anything witchy going on that show lately? No, there isn't, but I bet there is on American.
Wow. Wow, nice.
I like mine better.
Yeah, I gotta go with Jess's.
Okay,
better.
Go for it. Go for it. You'd say it again because I stepped on it last time. Sorry.
Oh, I don't remember what it was.
That was too long ago.
Sorry. I got distracted playing Simpsons. Kept out.
Okay.
Simpsons.
I haven't watched it yet, but I do have all the episodes to watch. I know we said it would kind of be our homework, but I've been busy. It is
very, very good.
Poor Kathy Bates.
Yeah. All right. Although, I'm a little pissed off at Entertainment Weekly. Because the fucking cover of the thing is. Now I feel bad. I don't want to. It's not really a spoiler, is it? It doesn't ruin anything.
I didn't see the cover.
Well, but did you see the last episode?
Yeah, that was the one where they started chopping her up, right?
Yeah. So the cover.
Spoilers.
Yeah, I know. The cover basically is, I'm trying to spoil it without spoiling it.
Is an amputated Bates?
Yes, in some form. And it's like, well, it didn't air yet, you assholes.
You should.
Oh, that came
injury.
Out before the episode?
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
They did like a photo shoot.
Oh,
it's like,
man.
Really? I mean, not that that was a big plot point or anything.
No.
But still.
I mean, it was relatively, you know, as big as a plot point you get in this show. I mean, because it's like, you know, a freight train going 100 miles an hour.
Oh, my gosh. It just
changes moment to moment what the hell's going on.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I mean,
so I want to watch this show. You're telling me
you do want to watch this.
Yes,
show.
It's amazing.
Because I'm
like,
kind of wondering now.
Oh no, it's great. And it's like high speed. Like there, it is nonstop. Each week is like,
and
bonkers.
Oh man, I want to watch. See, you're lucky. I like you guys because I want to watch it. Right. It was on tonight.
Oh, is it on tonight? It. Okay.
Well, we will be very quick, and then you can watch it. okay. You got more to say about
that? Well, I was just going to say, so the other good thing is that we're on, what, tonight's episode 9, and I think they have 12 or 13. So
yeah,
there's only
and they just run straight through.
Yeah, and this is why
well, I
this
guess
works.
They'll be off Christmas, I would assume, probably.
Yeah, they're coming back. In, yeah, tonight's the last one until the
January. Yeah.
And then you've got, like, three more. But you got to – when you have a 12-episode season, you can make – and not only that, but the seasons are one complete package, and that's it.
Yep.
Yeah.
So
I like
you have,
that.
You know, you have 12 episodes to tell one entire story. So the arcs are really good, and it's really well paced, because they know exactly what they're doing, you know. And you know that this is gonna, you know, they're looking for the Supreme. Like, oh, who's gonna be the Supreme? You know, and it's probably gonna end, you know. Or close to the end, where you find out who the Supreme is and things yeah. change, and the story's going to end, and that's going to be that, you know? But it's a really damn good ride.
And half the people have died and come back to life.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
oh,
that's
I
fantastic.
Can't wait to see the Stevie Nicks cameo.
I know. I'm waiting for that. I can't yeah. wait. Oh, that's so good.
Yeah.
That it's just been, I don't know. I think it's been really good this season. Really fun.
Yes.
Like last season was very complex and confusing.
Yeah,
and you had no idea what the hell is going on. But this one, I mean, you basically know what's going on. And it's just like they're just every week something crazy happens.
Yeah, I do have to say it's not tough to follow, and there's not a lot of mysteries going on. It's pretty easy to follow, but it's
pretty
really
basic mystery stuff. Like you're not sure who's going to be what, or you know things
yeah,
like that.
Sure.
But
it's not as crazy as like the first and second. Like I didn't watch the second, but I know the first one. It was like some places like what the fuck is happening?
Yeah, no, it was the second one was like what the hell is? You had no idea what was going on. It was so crazy. This one, I you know, it feels cohesive. Last season, you were just along for a ride that you didn't know where it was going.
Yeah.
I think I know who the Supreme's going to be, but we shall see.
Yeah.
Because the Supreme attracts males.
Ah.
Which one of them attracts a male constantly?
I see.
That is my guess for the Supreme.
Okay.
You should write it on a note and mail it to Rob. And
there's only like three choices.
And then we'll see if you're right.
One of them already died, so it wasn't her. And it's not the one who kills people with sex.
Well,
that sounds like an interesting
Well,
idea.
I mean, it could be, but I don't. That's not my guess,
could
I should
be.
Say. Yeah, that's not my
but
guess.
But she has an attractor right now.
Yes, but I'm talking about a living non-Frankenstein attractor.
A non-Frankenstein. Oh, okay.
Perhaps a neighbor
okay. I know
who
what
got
you mean.
Shot at, yeah.
I know what you mean.
And not the one who's hanging out with the witches.
The one who everyone is like, oh, psh, you're not gonna.
You're not gonna be the Supreme. Yep, yeah. You're gonna be.
Probably.
That would be so Ryan Murphy.
Yeah, you're probably right, but that won't make it any less enjoyable.
No, because I'm. It'll be 12 twists before we get to that point, anyway.
Yeah.
Six more people will die and come back to life before we get to the end of the season.
Kathy Bates will just be ahead.
Possibly.
Interesting. Can't wait to catch up on that.
She might be glued back together by the time we get to the end.
Yeah. I'm sure she won't stay ahead for a while.
Oh, yeah. Put she'll be put time. Back together. She might have a yeah. horse's head on her.
Or... Oh, so all this time we're trying to dance around it. She knew anyway.
Yeah, I know. So much for that.
Yeah. Well.
Okay. I was just going to say something really quickly about there's news of a new Terminator TV show.
What?
Huh?
Yes. As well as a movie reboot. You can check it out on the Mary Jane. They're talking about perhaps doing that. And apparently there will be a movie and there will be a TV show. Both of them, this is all rumor on Mary Jane, of course, that they will start at the same point in the story, but will go in completely opposite directions from each other. That's so, like, maybe in the movie he goes with Sarah, and maybe in some one of the commenters had written on that site that maybe Sarah dies and he is then raised by his uncle. Or is it his uncle? No. Reese is his uncle. Mm. Yes.
But then I heard, weren't they already making a Terminator 4 with Schwarzenegger? Is that that?
I don't
maybe.
Think so.
I don't know.
Maybe.
I heard
the
that
one's going to go in one direction, one's going to go in the other. I don't know what they're doing.
One direction.
Arnold Schwarzenegger will reprise his famous role for the new trilogy that is described as a time-spanning story that sees him tasked to protect Sarah Connor as she grows up.
Huh. Well, speaking of old guys who should stop doing movies.
Are you doing a movie, Mike?
Grudge Match. What the fuck is going on with that?
I don't even know what that is.
With what?
Grudge Match.
I don't know what that is.
That is Sylvester Stallone versus Robert De Niro in a boxing ring coming out on Christmas.
Oh, that one, yeah.
Oh,
that's De Niro?
Yes. I mean, obviously, he quit acting about 20 years ago. He stopped caring about what he was doing about 20 years ago. I understand that. He's just in it for a paycheck at this point. But come on. Can we stop, guys, please?
So it's Rocky versus the Raging Bull?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
One just... punch and they'll be on the crown.
Do we need 90-year-olds boxing? I would venture to guess. I mean, I would venture to guess that both of these guys are older than Burgess Meredith was when he played Mickey in the first Rocky.
Easily.
I mean, seriously, they might be like 10 years older than he was.
Probably. That's sad. Don't they have enough money? You know, are they doing it for the love of doing movies? Probably not.
No. Because if Robert De Niro loved movies, he wouldn't have done half the stuff he's done in the past 2 decades.
Agreed.
Rocky and Bowling.
Maybe they spent all their money. You know, maybe they spent all their money and they need more money. I don't know.
I don't know. But can we stop these old guy movies, please?
Agreed.
Yeah. Dude, Expendables was awesome.
Can we stop these old guy movies, please?
Okay, I'm sorry. I like the Expendables movies.
You also like Bret Michaels.
Hey, shut up.
Hey, what if he did a movie?
Yeah, he should do a movie.
Yeah.
Maybe he was in a movie.
He could fight like a curtain. No, Bret Michaels got hit in the head by a sign. Is that what it was? Okay.
Yeah, and then like his brains went all swelly, and then he had to have surgery on his brains, right, Jeff?
If he had practiced and not been getting herpes on a tour bus, then he would have known.
But Jeff, you can see her right there in the picture.
That's right.
What? Shut up.
Like any girl gets clean on that bus, we know better.
It's impossible.
Yeah, I know people have been on that bus.
Yeah, you.
Are they all still alive, or are they?
No, actually, I just sat on the bottom step of the bus and got my picture taken with him.
Did you have to be hospitalized afterwards?
No.
He had to sit in a sterile environment for 2 weeks and make sure everything was okay.
They silkwood her when she gets off the bus.
No. No. So, Anyway.
Hey, it's really late where you guys are. We should let you go to bed, huh?
Yes, yes, yes. We just broke 11 o'clock, so.
Yeah. Hey, and Rob's still got an hour-long show to watch.
What happened to my sound of music in the Google Docs?
Oh, I had it in there, but I took it out because we talked about it last time that it was going to happen.
Well, it did good.
Did anybody watch it? Did
no.
You guys want to talk about it?
I didn't
watch.
I didn't like the original, so I didn't watch it. But it did great ratings, and
I love the original.
Oh, it sucks. And
Michael's
are you trashing Julie Andrews?
Yes, I am. No, I just didn't like that.
Kick your ass, probably. You know,
I just don't particularly like the Sound of Music. I like Julie Andrews. She's very good, but I just don't like Sound of Music. But I think it's good for TV that it did such good ratings, even if it wasn't a great thing, you know? Because
wasn't a great thing. I thought.
Well, no, I mean, even if it wasn't.
Have
you
ever seen acting like Carrie Underwood before? That was a fucking masterpiece.
Yes, yes. I've seen some pretty bad acting like that in a lot of shows, unfortunately. But I think it's a good thing because it'll spur the networks on to do more special events. And
I hope they do one every Christmas, like a tradition. That'd be cool.
You know, I think it would be great. And I was I don't know where I mentioned this. It might have been on Jan Jack's message board or somewhere. That it would be great to have some of these musicals on TV for somebody, you know, the other 90% of this country that doesn't live in New York City.
They show them on PBS regularly,
yeah.
You know.
I mean, people who live in Canada,
you know,
on farms.
I would love to have seen Danny Radcliffe in the Succeed in Business one, but
Danny Radcliffe,
live in New York. Huh?
Danny.
Danny,
they're friends, close personal friends.
Danny
Radcliffe. No, you said Daniel.
I think you said Danny.
I don't know about that. It sounded an awful lot like Danny.
Sounded like Danny to me.
You're thinking of the Partridge Family and Harry Potter. And
yes.
I don't know.
But, you know, that's,
but you can
I
go
would love
see,
to have seen that.
You can go see a musical in the Amish barn school gym in the town down the road from you, can't you?
And eat cheese while you're there.
No, and it's only. Shut up.
You don't live that far from Chicago. You're not in the middle of freaking nowhere. You're not in, like, Yellowknife or something.
Yeah, but if I want to go down to Chicago, it's either an hour and a half drive down an hour and a half drive back.
You're acting like you live in the middle of Montana.
For, like, $40 for parking, a couple bucks for tolls.
Welcome to the real world.
Well, no, but I think that as far as... Okay, first of all, a lot of people were upset because they felt that the music was done out of sequence and da-da-da-da-da. Well,
yes.
They weren't recreating the movie. They were recreating the stage production.
Yeah.
Okay?
Exactly.
I only problem, well, besides the fact that Carrie Underwood can't act, is that they didn't even do the whole goat play. That was the best part of the movie.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
High on a hill with a lonely goat.
Oh, Jesus. Did they do the Sound of Griswold song? That's all I want to know.
Nope, they didn't. But I think that they did an excellent job. That was 3 hours of live acting and live singing with not a note out of place that I heard personally. And you can only applaud that, in my opinion. I think that was phenomenal.
And I think, quite frankly, network TV. What's that?
I mean, I give them a lot of credit for doing that because that's a lot of work for live TV. But, you know, it's NBC, so I guess I shouldn't expect too much from actually getting, like, a real Broadway actress to play the lead.
But that wouldn't have drawn
as much.
You know,
the hottest singer right now.
Yeah,
but
that wouldn't have drawn.
Because that draws people in, right? I mean, if they say, you know... I don't know, Liza Spontanelli.
Liza Spontanelli.
I just made Liza Minnelli.
Liza Rigatoni.
Into Liza Spontanelli, okay? I just did that. You try it.
Oh, my God.
And I made this. And who would have tuned in for that? Probably a lot of people, as many people as tuned in to PBS to watch that.
Liza Spontanelli, yeah. Not a lot watch her.
Nope. She can sing great and she can act great, but you don't care because you don't know who she is. Right.
But I'm hopeful that we get more special events like that, whether they're musicals or whatever they are, just something different because quite frankly, their formula now sucks. You know, their show, most of the shows that come up on the networks each year are pretty terrible.
They should try something different because they're sure shit in the bed on regular TV.
Do something different. This is, at least this was different. You know, I appreciate that it was something different, even if I didn't care about it. It was something different, at least.
And it brought out some of the best tweets ever. Like, honestly, that was so much fun live tweeting and watching that show. It was amazing.
There you go.
Yeah. I don't know. I think that with, you know, back to your point about, you know, not having this big name actress, but I think the just the name Sound of Music, people would still would have turned in.
Yeah, I think
tuned it, in. Maybe not the 13 million, but they still would have had a really nice showing because it is the Sound of Music. People love this movie.
Except for Michael.
Yeah, I don't know why they do
it. Well, it's because he's a loser.
He also doesn't like Iron Man, you know, or any of the Avengers.
Technically, I never saw Iron Man, so I can't say I didn't like it.
Yeah, but I think that she looked gorgeous. She sounded fantastic. Her acting was painful at times to watch. But
she's
kudos
gorgeous.
To her, and the whole damn cast, honestly.
Yeah, she's gorgeous. She's got a great singing voice. Just can't act.
It's really sad when the Times puts in their paper, how do you solve a problem like Maria? Or like Carrie Underwood? Like, how do you... Oh, come on.
It's like, yeah, she would not be a nun. Give me a break. She's too pretty.
Yeah, she's not a sociopath. So...
No.
I'm sorry to... No, we need our nuns.
Any nuns? Any nuns listening? We're really sorry, and you shouldn't be listening to this.
Probably not, no.
We have an E rating.
Oh, quickly. Once Upon a Time. Who is anybody else caught up on it?
No, I'm really behind, actually.
Wow, it's good now.
What?
You watched it before when it sucked, and now it's good, and you're not watching it?
I honestly,
that's just how we roll.
Okay, I got behind, like, 5 episodes, and I just didn't want to catch up.
I just hopped
That's
in like
because I'm behind about 5 episodes. Oh, right
I just
now.
Hopped in 5 episodes ago. So
no. See, after they killed Ethan Embry at the beginning of the season, I was like, "Well, that's the reason why I tuned into the show. I don't care anymore."
I don't even know who that is.
he was the guy with the chick that was, you know, captured Henry at the end of last season.
Oh, right.
I didn't watch last season, so I don't know.
The tall, skinny guy.
He's been in a bunch of different movies. And
I've probably seen him, yeah.
Yeah.
His father was initially killed by Regina, and then he came back as one of the hunters.
I don't know. Yeah. I didn't watch it.
Can Hardly Wait and Sweetheart.
Oh, I know who you're talking about. Yes.
I really like him as an actor, and I was so disappointed when he was killed off. I'm like, well, why do I want to watch this now? I'm disappointed.
I thought the whole Neverland story's been really good, though. I've enjoyed it.
I saw one random episode. I stopped watching it, but I saw one random episode with the Little Mermaid in it.
I saw that one, yeah.
It was really silly.
Well, the green screens are so terrible.
Well,
like, I don't know how they have been in this once, but in Neverland, they're horrible.
Yeah, no, that is hard at times. I'll admit that. But I may not, like, I may get fatigue on the show again.
Well, I intend to catch up on it because Dave said he wasn't going to watch Neverland with me. He watched the first couple and he was like, nah, I'm out. But he did want to watch the rest of Once, so I haven't watched it, and we haven't watched it, and so it hasn't gotten watched.
Oh, there you go.
I was just wondering how Naveen Andrews was in the other
one. He's fine.
That show's just so bad, though.
Yeah, it's not that the acting is necessarily terrible.
Just really
it's not great
looking.
Acting either,
yeah.
But it's also, you know, like, he plays Jafar, and he's on this magic carpet. And it's terrible green screen. It's just painful.
Yeah. It's just, I think that's what takes away from it, really. Not necessarily like acting or anything like that, but just the fact of how it looks. It's hard to be any kind of convincing, you know?
Yeah, when they're walking down the yellow brick road or whatever it is, and you can see Neverland in the background, and it looks like a backdrop at a school play.
Yeah, it's kind of, it just doesn't work.
It's pretty painful. somebody who lives in my town does that shitty job, I'm going to find them.
That's true.
I'm not saying I'm going to do to them. I'm not saying I'm going to do out loud to them, but they probably won't like it.
All right. We should probably wrap up because I got to go to bed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got to get to bed. I'm sleepy.
Me too. Right.
Well, I'm so glad that you joined us on our Christmas spectacular.
We didn't really celebrate Christmas, did we?
It's really spectacular, wasn't it?
No, everything got screwed up. Technology got all screwed up.
It's always spectacular when I show up.
It is. It's true.
Yes.
Shut up, Mike.
It was spectacular not being alone in my abuse of Michael this week.
Well, anytime you want me to beat on him, I will. No problem.
That's nice. We appreciate that. That's awesome. We probably will not do another show between now and the new year because I'm going away and we've got lots of Christmas stuff going on. So we'll do something in the new year together.
Well, I'll see you next year.
Yeah, yeah. Most likely. Yeah.
Kayla.
I'm going to Las Vegas.
Ooh.
Just for the weekend before Christmas.
That's nice. That's nice. I get to see Colky next week in New York.
Oh, awesome. Cool.
Yeah.
Give him a big snuggle from me, would you please?
Oh, of course I will.
Yeah, me too. I miss Polky.
Yeah. And I've got lots of holiday parties and all sorts of funness. So it's a fun time of year.
It is.
Okay, before we go on, I think we should all just say a huge congratulations to Colleen.
Oh, yeah,
Jay.
Duh.
Oh, and Nina as well.
I started to Colleen and Jay screaming when I found out the news. I'm like, oh, my God.
Yes.
So congratulations, you guys. We're all so very, very, very happy for you guys.
Yes.
We should mention that they're having a baby.
Yes.
They're having a baby. Colleen has a baby. And our lovely, beautiful friend, Ina, is also having
another baby.
Yes.
Oh, she's got the cutest kids.
She sure does.
I got to see Colleen, too. I forgot to mention that. Actually, it's funny because she comes to New York the day after Colky leaves.
Oh, nothing.
So I got a Colky, then I got a Colleen. So I will give a big hug from everyone to her.
There you go.
Yes.
Thank you.
And we're all very excited.
Yay.
It's so funny, you know, because we're in this digital era with each other. Such a shitty term. And that's how we see each other and communicate, right?
You mean cyber era?
It's Cyber Monday. Cyber Monday. And I've been cyber blogging with some of my cyber friends for a very long time. Some of them as long as 10 years. And so I've literally watched their children grow up. Their kids were little girls at the time most of them have girls for some weird reason. And now their kids are like graduating high school and they're driving and it's just weird shit to me. It's just very weird. So it's a really cool thing to get to watch people. And it's going to be a joy getting to watch all of our friends' babies get bigger.
Yay, babies.
Mm-hmm. Yay, babies. All right. Anyway, where can people find us, Rob?
People can find us on...
Wait.
What?
We forgot that Kayla's got questions.
No, we don't have time for that. Sorry.
Shut up.
Send your questions and comments to each other.
You're going to have to come back to do that, Jess. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I was going to do them, but unfortunately. Why don't you and I maybe do a quick Skype and we'll do them and then I'll send them to Michael.
Do that and then I will edit in my comments.
Oh,
great.
We can probably do this within like a minute.
Okay, we're just gonna do them right now. I'm sorry, Rob. Okay, I already closed that, so let me just open it. It's in my Gmail.
Oh,
okay,
God.
It's an iPad, so it'll be quick and easy. Now I don't remember what I've asked you before, but I'm gonna try this, and you can tell me. Yeah, see, you won't remember either, so it doesn't really matter.
She's drunk anyway.
I was not that day.
Not that day. Okay, are you ready?
Sure.
All right. Do you believe in alien life?
Somewhat.
Somewhat?
Yeah, I think that there's... Well, I mean, it's a huge universe, and we can't be the only ones out there. I mean, there's billions of planets, billions of stars.
That sounds like a yes. No. That doesn't sound like a somewhat. That sounds an awful lot like a yes to me, actually.
Yeah, close enough.
Okay. have I ever asked you what is your pet peeve?
Crappy drivers.
Oh, me too. I live in a city full of them.
And my coworkers.
And your coworkers. Crappy drivers and your coworkers. Nice. Are you sweet or savory?
Both.
If you could be famous, please ignore the peanut gallery. If you could be famous, would you and for what?
I don't really ever want to be famous because the whole paparazzi and invasion of privacy just terrifies me, you know, having people follow you around. But I don't know, maybe finding the cure for cancer would be probably the top one. Nice. Yeah.
That's where would you find it?
My pillow.
It's probably growing on Brett Michaels' tour bus right now.
No, it's probably
in the cause.
It's in a lab somewhere, you know, and hopefully someday they'll find, you know, a cure for it.
Nope. That and bad driving. Yes. Okay, what is your favorite adult beverage? And I feel like I know this.
Jack and Coke.
See, I was going to say rum and Coke. Is that right?
No, Jack Daniels and Coke.
Yeah. I want to ask you your favorite musical. Unless you want to tell me one. Do you have one?
Well, if I can say a Disney movie, I'm going to say Aladdin.
Okay, you can. Which is, it's like a musical. There's music. There's, you know, it's not Carrie Underwood and the Sound of Music, hey? I was hoping you were going to say that.
Or, okay. Well, actually, if I would say like normal musicals, I would probably have to say Mary Poppins. Love that movie.
So there's a new Tom Hanks movie coming out about Mary Poppins. You should be interested in that then.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Yeah, I think so.
I love Tom Hanks.
Yeah. And Emma Thompson is in it too, so it should be good. Yes. Last question. What is one thing you would do if you knew there were no consequences?
That's a tough one.
It's probably something nice, like steal from the rich and give to the poor. Because you do nice things. Not like me.
Honestly, at this rate, with how stressful this last semester was, I would honestly break into my school's computers and make it so I have straight A's to graduate.
Oh. Okay.
Does that work?
Sure.
You know, fair schooler style.
I hope that doesn't have any consequences. We probably do that for you.
Yeah, I mean, I would graduate. I would get out of, and you know, get a better job and hopefully move away. So
somewhere where there's better Broadway theater.
Maybe.
Maybe. Okay. Well, thank you so much for answering Mikhail's Got Questions and for being a guest on the show tonight.
Well, thank you for having me, except for, you know, that other problem that we had to deal with all night.
Yeah, I know. First it was Skype, and then it was, you know, something that almost rhymes with Skype. Mike? Not quite. Okay.
Skype and Mike.
Rob, we interrupted you earlier again. Yes. We're sorry. Would you like to continue? Bam, 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 bam. All right. I'm sorry, everybody.
Please, Mike, sing it lowly in the background while I... Yes, send your questions and comments to chatter at chatterboxpodcast.com. Find us on the web at chatterboxpodcast.com. Find us on the Twitter. I'm at Rob Vanger.
I'm at August 95.
I'm at Ren Mikey.
And I'm at Jalen 1980.
Woohoo.
Thank you, everybody. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Thank you. Merry Christmas. Christmas. Happy New Year.
Happy holidays. Happy Kwanzaa. Everything.
Happy birthday to me.
Happy birthday to Jess. Jess.
Happy solstice.
Happy
solstice. Yeah, the 21st. All right. All right. Bye, guys.
See ya.
Bye.
See you in 2014.
Hello, Chatterbox. This is Will. I don't know if it's too late to chime in with Christmas traditions, but one of my favorite traditions isn't a Christmas Day tradition, but every Christmas, well, every December around Christmas time, I watch the Lord of the Rings trilogy. Usually I'll watch the first movie one weekend, the second movie the next weekend, and take a weekend off because that's usually the weekend I'm traveling for Christmas. And then I always finish up on New Year's Eve with the last movie, The Return of the King. I always like to finish out the year by finishing the greatest trilogy ever. And back when I was younger, on Christmas Day, my sister, one of my cousins, and when my sister got married, her husband joined in with us. We'd always go see a movie on Christmas Day. I won't be able to do that with them this year since I'm thousands of miles away, but I hope to start that tradition back up at least on my own this year with, I don't know, one of the Christmas movies, maybe 47 Ronin or Wolf of Wall Street or something like that. But anyway, I'm always, you know, looking to start new traditions. Maybe I'll come up with something to start this year. And hope you guys have a Merry Christmas. Bye.